Hey, it's Mark Harbert, and you've just tuned in to the Fearless Influencer Podcast. Get ready for turbocharged tips and insider secrets from today's online rock stars. Strap in, because this episode is about to take off. All right, well, in this episode, I want to talk to you about five key benefits of using short-form videos for your business. Now, if you've been following me for any length of time, you know that I love video. I believe that video is the cornerstone of every good online marketing strategy. It has to start from video. Video is the number one most consumed type of content online. It is by far the dominant form of content anywhere. Now, of course, people read, they do other things online, but when it comes to content creation, video is a major, major player, and that's not going to stop or go away anytime soon. Now, before I start talking about the benefits of short form video, I do want to tell you as well that I still very much believe in long form video. There is always going to be a place for long form video. It's one of the primary reasons that TikTok has opened it up for people to be able to share 10-minute videos on TikTok, is because they know and they understand that there is a huge, huge reason for long form video and that people still consume it at a huge, huge rate. However, over the last several years, unless you've been completely living under a rock, short form video has been one of the dominant ways that people love to consume content. They can consume it in bite-sized chunks. There's so many ways that you can create it. And in this podcast episode, I really want to talk to you about the five key benefits to it. So we're going to dive right in, and we're going to get right into it. So the number one thing about short form video is the engagement is much higher with short form video. I was just reading an article recently that talked about how short form video got 150% more engagement than long form video. So that was pretty astounding to read. And one of the things that I thought was so incredible about that is because, you know, we definitely have more of a, you know, attention span issue today than we did just a few years ago. A lot of people contribute it to different reasons, who knows? But here's what I do know, is that attention spans aren't really necessarily shorter. This is what I believe, maybe in my opinion, but I believe that people's attention spans are there, and they will watch something if the content is good. If the content's not good and it doesn't grab their attention, then they're going to be off to the next thing. So I know for me, I will watch a long form video. I will watch a longer video if it holds my attention. If it holds my interest, I'll watch it all day long. If long form content was not good, then why would people go and watch a 2.5-3 hour movie? You know, so the key here is that you got to understand where they are. But there's more engagement on short form videos because it's bite size. It's little chunks of information that people can get, and they can, you know, kind of throw their hand up and say, oh, I really like this. They can like it. They can follow you. They'll comment, things like that. So that is a huge benefit of short form video, is that it is giving you increased engagement, which if you do any type of paid marketing, that is certainly a good thing, because a lot of platforms, especially Facebook, allow you to retarget people who engage with your content. So you could technically put out videos, especially short form videos, as we're talking here, and you can retarget the people who engage with those videos with your ads, which makes it very, very powerful. All right, so let's move on to number two. And this is brand awareness. And really, there's a couple different strategies that people tend to look at with short form video. I really personally, I like to think of short form video as more of a brand awareness tool, even though you can generate lots of leads with it. I like it as a brand awareness. And brand awareness, let me give you an example. A few years ago, I was talking with somebody who I know who runs an agency, and they were doing some ads for a car company, okay, a big name car company. And they were given the red light to run these 30-second ads all over the place. And so the question then was, well, what kind of an ROI are we hitting? What kind of statistics or stats are we looking to achieve with putting this out there? And they basically said, we don't care. We just want you to run it, get as many impressions and as many views as you possibly can. And what came to mind was, is the reason that they're doing this is because they know that every, 4 to 7 years, everybody's looking for a new vehicle. Okay, that's the typical time frame. And people are looking for a new vehicle, and they know that if they can just get out like mass exposure, they want you to be top. They want to be top of mind when you decide to go buy a new car. So they put out these 30-second commercials, 15-second commercials, and they're just little hits of information. And what happens is when you see those little bits of information, it kind of implants itself in the subconscious of the person that sees it. Have you ever been, kind of walking around the house and you hear like music faintly in the background and you're not even really paying attention, but next thing you know, you're actually humming the music, you're singing it. It's because that music in the background was entering your subconscious when you didn't even realize it. And then once it came to the forefront of your conscious mind, you started singing it and singing along and doing all those things. That's because it was kind of in the background. That's kind of the idea between mass exposure when it comes to brand awareness. So short form video can be a great tool for brand awareness and getting people to know who you are, what you represent. And that's one of the cool benefits of short form video. So number three is quick. It's quick and easy to produce. One of the cool things about it is that you could literally create probably 5 to 7 videos in the same span that you can create one long form video and then maybe edit it. Okay. And that makes it a very powerful medium right there. And so they're quick and easy to produce. They're not hard. A lot of these platforms like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, they're giving you, editing capabilities right within the app. Now, I will say at the time of this recording, at least, I think TikTok has some of the best editing features in their app. There are the third-party apps that you can use. YouTube's editing capabilities in their app for short-form videos is really kind of lackluster, really not that great, at least from what I've seen. Maybe I don't understand it completely. I don't know. But and then Instagram is definitely getting better, and Facebook as well. So they're cheap and easy. It's quick and easy to produce. It's really fast to do. And that's kind of the goal of these platforms. They just want you to create content and get it out there. And they're trying to make it as easy as possible for you to do that because they know that that's going to hold people on their platforms. So it's quick and easy to produce. You can come up if you're out one day and something hits your head like, oh, I'd love to share that with my audience. You can kick on the camera and make that video real quick. Okay, it can be less than 60 seconds. You can save it and then go back later and edit it, or you can do it right there and post it. That's really the idea that they want. All right. So let's move on to number four, and it's improved social media presence. That's number four because right now, all of these platforms continue to push short form video. Now, TikTok obviously is a video platform. They're going to push it. Facebook, which is definitely more than just a video platform, but they are pushing short form video in a huge way. Instagram as well. Now, Instagram obviously is also a photo sharing app, but Reels are really huge over there. And of course, photos still are. Instagram is still a photos app. I think for a little bit there, they were going through an identity crisis. They weren't sure like if they were a photo sharing app or a video app. And it seems like they've kind of balanced things back out a little bit. I'm seeing definitely a lot more images on Instagram than I used to. I used to be all video there for a little bit, and a lot of people were complaining about it. So they've kind of, I think, struck that balance, and it seems like they're kind of back to being both. But make no mistake about it, Reels are a definite way to gain exposure on Instagram. And same thing for YouTube. YouTube is really pushing short form video right now. Of course, the cool thing is that you've got long form video and short form on YouTube, and it allows you to really, kind of capitalize on both. But improved social media presence is a huge reason for that. It is one of the key types of content that these platforms are pushing. So you want to make sure that you understand that as well. And without question, It is the most cost-effective way to create content. That's number five, is that it's cost-effective. If you are creating videos and you would send them out to a video editor, it could cost you a lot of money to have a video edited, okay? Because it's time-consuming, unless you do it yourself, of course, but you're still paying. You're just paying with your time. And but short-form video is just a different deal today. Like I said, with all the in-app editing capabilities, you can almost just do stuff on your own in just a matter of minutes and still get the content out there. And that's the cool thing about it. So it's very cost effective for the individual entrepreneur that really just wants to get content out there and wants to get their videos seen and shown. So very, very, you know, great thing about the short form video are those 5 points. So increased engagement, definitely a great way for you to get more engagement. Number two, brand awareness. Number three, it's quick and easy to produce. Number four, it's improved social media presence. And number five, it's one of the most cost-effective ways to get videos out there. So my big question for you is, are you capitalizing on short-form video? If you are not, then you want to make sure that you check out what it is that I've got coming up. We start on July 31st called the Micro Video Challenge. Go over there, check out the Micro Video Challenge, get registered, go through it, and it will certainly educate you and help you to create more content in the short form way of video. All right? So we will see you in the next episode. Don't forget, you rock. Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Fearless Influencer Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider giving it a positive review on iTunes or wherever you are listening. If you want more tips, tricks, and strategies to help you become a fearless influencer, be sure to visit my blog at markharbert.com and let's be sure to connect. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.